So let's review. The Mishnah earlier ruled, Hashvud va'askala melabnan b'ur. A roasting spit and a grill used by a non-Jew must be heated directly in the flame before a Jew uses it. The Gemara cites a contradicting Mishnah regarding karbanis. Hashvud va'askala magilan b'cham. A carbon can only be eaten for a limited time, for either 1 or 2 days, after which time it becomes nicer and is forbidden. The flavor absorbed by a roasting spit and a grill used to roast the meat of karbanis also becomes nicer, and therefore they cannot be used with other karbanis a day or two later without purging. The Mishnah teaches that these utensils can be purged by scalding with hot water. Here we see that we do not require libun, heating directly in the flame. The Gemara offers several answers. Maiha gola nami shtifa umarika. In both cases we require libun, but by kachem we also require hagala, which refers to scouring and rinsing. However, Abaya asks that hagala cannot be referring to shtifa umarika because marika b'shtifa b'tzainin hagala b'chamin. Scouring and washing uses cold water while hagala refers to hot water. Therefore, Abai answers, Tanahacha libun behu adin lagala, Tanahasim hagala behu adin li libun. We require both libun and hagala, but the Mishnah mentioned only one in each case. However, Rava asks, Lesninu lekula b'chada, v'lisni chada b'idach achriti v'leima yagar alav re'ay. If it would say both requirements in one case, we would then say that this teaches us about the other case as well. However, since each Mishnah only mentions one requirement, we have no source to say that we require both. Rav Sheshes answered, Hacha hetera bala hasam isur bala. In the case of karbanis, the absorbed flavor was permitted at the time, and so hagala suffices. But the utensils of the non-Jew absorb forbidden flavor, and so we require libun. However, Rava asks, Saif saif ki kapalat isur kapalat. When the utensil releases the absorbed flavor, it is already nicer and is forbidden, just like the case of the non-Jew's utensils. The Gemara answers, Bidana de kapalat lo isali isur beine. The time that it releases the flavor, it is no longer tangible isser, and so we suffice with hagala. Rav Nachman answers, Kol yom v'yom nasagiu l'chaveri. Every day when they would roast new karbanis in these utensils, the old flavor would be absorbed in the food, the utensils would then absorb new flavor, and so it never became nicer. However, the Gemara asks, Tenach shlamim, de kiven de l'shnei yom mesachli, mekimei den hava nicer kahava gil. A carbon shlamim can be eaten for 2 days, and so when they roast the new carbon the next day, the old flavor is not yet nicer. However, chatas kimin deliyem b'layla masachlo kimavashl b'ha idna chatas have a nicer. A carbon chatas can only be eaten that same day and night, and so the next day it is already nicer. Therefore, ki hadim mevashl b'lamachar oy shlamim oy chatas kapalat nicer de chatas do idna b'chatas v'shlamim de lamachar amri. The flavor of nicer will be absorbed in the carbon shlamim or carbon chatas that is cooked in that utensil the next day. The Gemara answers, "Dechi mevashel b'chatas ha'idna, hadu mevashel b'ha'idna shlamim. Dechatas de lamacher b'shlamim de etmol, b'hadi hadodi koshalim zemnayu b'hadu mevashel shlamim de lamacher." Whenever they would cook a carbon chatas, they would use that utensil to cook a carbon shlam that same day, so that the absorbed flavor would never become nicer. However, the Gemara asks, "Hagala nami loy labayi? If so, there's no need to purge the utensil at all." The Gemara replies, "Kasha, we do not resolve this difficulty." Rav Papa answers, High karad, high loy karad. The non-Jew's utensils are only used occasionally. Therefore, the flavor becomes fully absorbed and is difficult to purge, and so we require libun. However, the utensils of kodesh are used constantly, and so the flavor is easily removed, and hagala is enough. The Gemara now explains, Ad kama melabnon, ad shetosher klipasan. Utensils must be heated until their outer layer peels off, which is when it gets red hot, and the tzitzis nitazen when touched with metal, sparks fly. The Gemara next explains, Ketzad magilan, how to perform hagala. A small pot is immersed in a large pot of boiling water. While regarding a large pot that cannot be immersed into another pot, they would build a lip around the rim so that the pot can contain more water than it usually holds, and then allow it to boil over. Although the outside of the pot is not immersed in the boiling water, the Gemara explains, the flavor is released in the same manner it is absorbed. Ma boiler benetzaitis apolta benetzaitis, just as the outside is only exposed to the food when it splatters there, so too, it can be cleansed with the hot water splattering there. The Mishnah concludes Hasakin, Shafa vitaira, knives purchased from non-Jews should be scraped and they can be used. And v'noitza asar upon bekarka she'en avuda, they also need to be stuck into firm earth 10 times. And the Gemara explains, v'sakin yafe she'en bogumais, this only helps for knives that do not have grooves. However, lechel b'tzainin, this only permits them to be used with cold food where the absorbed flavor will not be released. Hadnu l'chaseichas apoyel b'slikel l'mesechtes avaydezara, if Baruch Hashem completed the 5th parak and mesechtes avaydezara, and will begin mesechtes harius in next year be'ezus Hashem.